From the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, to the grand civilization of the Roman Empire, to modern-day indigenous tribes living quietly in the Amazon rainforest, the study of humans throughout time is called anthropology. This field of science encompasses all aspects related to the further research of humankind, whether through cultural traditions, daily living practices, religious beliefs, or other aspects of human life.
There are universal, elemental ideas and practices which make us human. And these are inevitably in cultures such as Tibetans and Navajos, non-industrial cultures, connected with spirituality.
Welcome, adventurous viewers, to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. We'll be traveling to the sacred site of Canyon de Shelly National Monument, located within the boundaries of the Navajo Nation in Arizona, USA. On this consecrated land, the ruins of indigenous tribes from ancient times are preserved, including those of the ancient Pueblo peoples and Navajo. Noted anthropologist Peter Gold will serve as our guide into the rich historical background and spiritual legacy of this location and its people. Mr. Gold is the founder of the Research Initiative, an educational outreach program, the Ancient Ways Project. He is also a professor of anthropology at the California Institute of Integral Studies, USA. Mr. Gold was a research assistant to the accomplished anthropologist, Dr. Margaret Mead, and curator of several museums. Mr. Gold has authored 4 books on Asian and Native American cultural traditions, including the acclaimed Navajo and Tibetan Sacred Wisdom, The Circle of the Spirit. How did Canyon de Shelly begin to be populated by these wise peoples? Let us hear from Mr. Gold about the ancient history of this region.
Human beings have been here, made a way of life for a very long time, and different types of lifestyles were pursued here in the canyon over the many millennia. And here in Canyon de Shelly, as I'm sure one can see from almost every overlook, and when one goes into the canyon, that people are growing corn here. So this was a vital way of life for a very long time here in Canyon de Shelly, which brings it up to the present day, which is when the Navajo arrived. And actually, there was a third way of life before the Navajo. This way of life we call the Puebloan way of life. And the beautiful stone ruins that one sees here in the canyon are the remnants of the early Puebloan people. So what you're seeing here is the remnants of where the different clans lived on their migration. Then there are prophecies that the ancient Indians and the contemporary Indians, actually, some among them, Hopi for example, follow about when it's time to pick up and leave. So everybody kind of interacted and lived for a while in one place, then picked up and lived in the other. But they were still indigenous because they looked at the entire Colorado Plateau as their home. Wherever they are, that is mother and that is home. But ultimately, the history of life here in places like Canyon de Shelly, people came and then they went, and they came and they went. But while they were here, this was home.
In an arid land, water is viewed as a precious resource to the indigenous people. When it rains, it is seen as a great blessing. With their natural way of living, they were able to develop an agricultural technique that would be in harmony with their environment and preserve their water. The basket maker peoples developed the corn from the region and applied dry farming technique to grow their crops.
It's done by using a type of seed that is adapted to this very place on earth in which it grows. And it sends out a long taproot when it's planted deep into the soil, which goes through the sandy layer, the dry layer, down into the moist clay layer below. And then the the corn is able to sprout, and then through the combined use of careful hoeing and gardening, tending the corn plant, making sure that no other plants take its precious moisture, and through offering of sacred prayer and chants to the corn mothers who live, who are the inner consciousness and life force within the corn plants, the corn grows.
In addition to corn, indigenous people also grew beans and squash.
The Iroquois Indians in New York State and in southern Ontario call these three crops the Three Sisters. They actually grow together, and then the beans nitrify the soil, etc. If you eat in the same meal corn, beans, and squash, you're ingesting a complete protein. In many cases, people were fully vegetarian, eating nuts and fruits and vegetables, as well as growing it.
You're watching A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. When we return after these brief messages, Mr. Gold will explain more about the ancient spirituality of the Navajo indigenous people.
You know, as the Lakota say, Mitakuye or Yasin, which means we are all relations. We are all connected from the Buddhist sense. We're all members of the assembly of life.
Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. On today's show, respected anthropologist Peter Gold introduces us to the ancient Puebloan people of the Navajo Nation in Arizona, USA. The ancient people who lived in harmony with the natural world benefited from such a balanced lifestyle. Aspects of indigenous societies today exhibit the people's inherent wisdom.
The Navajo, as do the Hopi, they don't live in nuclear families. They live in extended families, great extended families, with grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, and all their kids. And so the child is never alone, and so you keep everyone together by the female descent. That's how humanity has lived everywhere, forever. And only when we develop, only after we split body and spirit after the Renaissance in the West, which enabled us to say that all material forms and all living forms don't have soul, we could exploit them to the fullest degree, which was very good when you were developing an industrial sort of lifestyle, sort of culture. But with it came all kinds of problems: hyperconsumerism, lack of community sense and responsibility, lack of responsibility for one another, all kinds of industrial illnesses and abuses which have taken place, psychoses which don't happen in cultures such as Native cultures, illnesses like cancer and heart disease, which are not known. Other diseases are known, and now in the East, in Asia, and in indigenous cultures, they're getting the same range of diseases, psychological and physical, as we have, because they're adopting the Western atomized industrial lifestyle, which never could exist in the traditional contexts in older times.
Next, Peter Gold explains the beautiful rock art left behind that now gives us a glimpse into the lives of Puebloan people. This most ancient form of art was used originally as a means of communication.
They communicated that their clan was here, so you have many clan symbols, cut or painted into the rock. You have symbols of some of their gods. For example, the most common rock art that you find here in Canyon de Chelly is from the basket maker period, from 250 BC to 750 AD here at the canyon. And these basket makers did the most incredible of rock art. Their deities, their gods, were painted or carved into the rock, and they would look like broad-shouldered football players in silhouette.
We can see the spiritual inclination of these ancient people through their rock symbols as well as their jewelry.
Jewelry has been around here for an extremely long time. In Puebloan times, there was a great trade network going on between the West Coast and here, between ancient Mexico and here, and in fact, strands of heishi beads, shell, and turquoise necklaces have been found in many of these ruins. The red and the blue were used in jewelry to express, you could say, maybe sky and earth, or male and female. The harmonization of opposites, which is very important in the philosophies of all the Native American peoples here. Everything is a union or balance of male and female. Mm-hmm. For example, you can see around you, you can see pine trees, which are called pinyon pines, and juniper or cedar trees. Pinyon pine trees are female trees, and juniper or cedar trees are male. And they often grow next to each other. So there's always a male and female side.
To some degree, Native American art also reflected the arrangements of the celestial sphere above.
You will find some of that in their astronomical diagrams on the rocks, and in the fact that a lot of these ruins had astronomical portals for determining the solstices and the moon and various movements of the moon. And so in that regard, you'll sometimes see some diagrams which will reflect that. But in terms of like having the actual proportions like you have in the East, not so much, but they did in the ancient civilizations of Mesoamerica, in the Maya, for example, and the earlier Teotihuacan. There definitely was, they were very, very careful about their architecture and setting up the pyramids and buildings to exactly reflect different aspects of the way the constellations and the conjunctions of stars and planets were in the sky. Mm-hmm. And then the Navajo are incredible astronomers, traditional astronomers. They've not only got the heavens mapped, but they've got them associated with their deities and different features on Earth.
The Navajo people believe in an astrological pantheon of deities. In much the same way of people in India and in ancient Greece, Mesopotamia, and Egypt. After all, their reality includes the sky.
Of course, they all lived in a very similar environments with nice clear skies. But even those who didn't have clear skies, they recognized that as above, so below, as our ancestors in the Hermetic traditions spoke about. So they didn't separate, the sky wasn't abstracted from daily life. It was just part of daily life. We now live in environments so often where you can't even see a single star in the cities, which is very sad because we're missing out on definitely a major portion, if not half, of our human legacy.
Thank you for joining us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Please tune in next Sunday for part 2 of 2 on Sacred Wisdom of Indigenous Traditions, an exploration with anthropologist Peter Gold, here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Our Noble Lineage, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you a harmonious life in Heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AJAR